Hey, good afternoon, evening, morning, whatever the hell time it is. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl, and I'm Brad of the Bone, right here in Cyberworld, as I burn my vinyl LPs to digital and let you enjoy them out there. Brad's Vinyl is a collection of my classical rock LPs, pop, punk, rockabilly, acid rock out of the 70s, 80s, burning digital, hearing some noise in the background here. And what do we got going on today? We've got a bootleg of mine, an old bootleg LP out of 1970, Jethro Tull bootleg vinyl LP actually, called My God. And there's actually very little information about this particular boot, other than the fact that there are a few live tracks on it from Long Beach Arena, Long Beach, California, that's right. And a couple of pirate releases of some singles also. Sound quality's not so good. It's a bootleg. So, hey, what do you expect from a bootleg? But that's it. Plain white LP, just with a stamp, My God, on the outside. It says Rutgers University on the inside, and let's just go ahead and get into Ian Anderson and bootleg My God Side A right now here on Brad's Vinyl.
Nice to see you all here. I hope I'm not quite sure whether it's full, but we saw the car park full signs outside. It's nice to know that we at least managed to sell out the car park. Even the policemen couldn't get in with the motorbikes, which is a bit of a shame. Come on. You're on trust tonight. There's a mere handful of them, because they all trust you, which is nice. What's this? Football matches at the back, eh? Football games? I see. Martin, who has better ears than me, says that they're shouting the people at the front to sit down a little bit, if it's possible. If you could just squat. I think you're obscuring the vision of the people in behind who are probably finding it hard enough because they're stoned or something. Right? But anyway, if you could sit down and give them a chance to see. Because we look so cute up here, you know? Sussity, you're a woman, and something else which you might recognize as we go through, if we get through, which is always exciting. These ones scare me to death. Here we go. One, two, three, four.
Straight-laced lady, dressed in white, but your shoes aren't clean. Painted them up with polish, in the hope we can see where you've been. The smiling face that you've worn to greet me rising at morning. Send me out to work for my school. Please me and say what it's for. Give me the straight-laced promise and not the pathetic lie. Tying me down with your ribbons and talk when I ask you why. Your Sunday paper voice cries, demanding truths I deny. The bittersweet kiss we pretended is all but our abandonment. Society. Society. You're a woman. Thank you.
This one's called... This one's called... My God! With an exclamation mark on the end. This is what it means. It starts quietly and loses control. Children of America, listen to me. Squat upon the floor. If you can't find a place, then make sure that whoever you sit on is clean. I don't think they can squat. There's not enough room. Man with a badge. Here we go. Noise, noise, noise.
Claiming you're the part. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian Anderson says. Live on stage, that was My God. You're listening to side A of Brad's vinyl. Bootleg here by Jethro Tull. Started out with Saucity, moving into Reasons for Waiting, and then finishing up with My God. And there's very little information on this boot. Leg of mine, other than that it was recorded in 1970. And there's some singles as well as some live cuts on there. The live cuts are from, as I said before, the Long Beach Arena. California, Long Beach Arena. And in 1970. Well, who was in the band? At that time, 1970, we had, of course, Ian Anderson, and that was the early years. Martin Barre had joined them, and keyboardist John Evan there, you can hear him. Clive Bunker on drums. Oh, gosh, who else was in there? I don't know. Again, there's very little information. And I'm Brad to the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl, so without any further babbling about this bootleg, let's get into side B of Jethro Tull's bootleg right here on Brad's Vinyl.
Right back in the morning time to see if I dream of our own. If your feelings were true, the witch's promise was coming, believing he listened while laughing you flew. He's spotting red, yellow, brown all over sea. And the love you have found lay outside in the rain, washed clean by the water, but nursing its pain. The witch's promise was coming, and you're looking elsewhere for your own selfish gain. be. Have you wasting your time? They're not stupid like this. Meanwhile, you're still falling. You're too blind to see. You won't find it easy now. It's only pain. He was willing to appear to you. You didn't understand. You're waiting for more, but you've already had your shift. Oh, it's just promises turning. So don't you wait up for him, he's going to be late.
The Sweet Witch's Promise, later released on Living in the Past LP, actually, I believe. This is a side B of this bootleg here on Bread of the Bone, Jethro Tull's My God bootleg. And the B-sides, you know, featuring some singles, starting with Love Story. Moving into Christmas Song, that's kind of neat, as he says, hey, Santa, pass us that bottle over there, would you? 17, Sweet Dream and Witch's Promise. Sweet Dream, one of my favorite Tull cuts, played in a minor key. There I go with that minor key. I just love minor key songs again. And 17, a single that I don't believe actually made any LPs. It was supposedly on as a bonus track on the Benefit LP, although I can't find any information indicating that anywhere other than, I don't know, something I came across somewhere. And 17, a very obscure track. And it was released on a as a B-side of a single. And I believe the single was Living in the Past, but I don't remember. So, that concludes our little jaunt with the 1970s bootleg. That was back in the time of Ian Anderson, Martin Barre, John Evans, Clive Bunker, and the early years of Jethro Tull. We hope you enjoyed Brad's vinyl today, and I've got more Jethro Tull. In fact, I've got all the Tull albums up through A, I believe, 1980 or something like that. So we'll get into those at a later Brad's Vinyl Show. Be sure and download our podcasts from radioforall.net. Thanks for listening to Brad's Vinyl.